Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I have a question from Donna today. My question is about Amazon keywords. I listed my product 3 weeks ago, but when I type my product name, it doesn't show up. What am I doing wrong? All right, Donna, more than likely you're not doing anything wrong. Well, there are chances that you're doing something wrong, but I'm guessing more than likely you are not. It all depends on how you did your search. So if you went to Amazon after you created your listing, and now is your product available? That's one. If your product is available, or if your listing is not showing, is your listing, if it is running and in stock, now you do a search by, did you do your search by going to the search bar on Amazon, typing your keywords, and then going page by page trying to find your product? If that was the case, you could have missed it. Or your page, imagine you went down to page 10, 20, and you could be in page 60. Amazon takes about 10, 15 minutes to index new keywords. And what this means is, every time you enter a new listing or a new keyword into a listing, if you're updating it, Amazon's algorithm will go, and they have crawlers, just like Google, and their crawlers that go through the entire site trying to find these new keywords. And on average, it takes 10, 15 minutes for them to find any new keyword on the site. And that's what it's called indexing, is when it finds them, it assigns the listing to that keyword, meaning it got indexed. And now when somebody searches for the term, that the keyword that you have created or listed or on your listing, now it is more likely for them to find you. But because there are several thousand or hundreds of thousands of people trying to use the exact same keywords, you're not going to list your keyword and jump to the first page right away. Not even second, third, and it all depends what category you're selling in or what kind of product you're selling. Your keywords could be very, very hard to bring to the top. So an easy way to do it is, you can go, and there's a trick where you copy your ASIN number into the search bar and then space, put a space, and then enter the keywords that you're looking for. So now, if that keyword is indexed on your listing, you will show up. You more than likely will be the only thing that shows up, right? So it's your ASIN number, then a space, and then the keyword. And a keyword does not have to be a word. Your keyword can be two or three words, right? For instance, a pencil sharpener is one keyword. It's just made out of two words, if I make myself clear. So, I don't know how you did your search. That could be one of the reasons why you didn't show up or your product didn't show up. Here's another way that you can find this. And instead of doing one by one, if you want to, there's a brand new tool out there, and I use it, and it's completely free. So there's no need to spend any money on this, and is a sonar tool. So where you can find this, because it has two tools. One of them will give you your competitors' keywords, the keywords that people are using to find your competitor's listing. But the other thing is, you enter all your keywords in there, and it tells you if you are indexed for these keywords or not. So to find this, you can go to sonar-tool.com. And what this does is, you will paste or you enter your ASIN into this keyword index checker. You're gonna enter your ASIN in there, and then you can enter up to 80 characters, keywords, one per line. Whatever the keywords that are for your product, you're gonna enter them, you're gonna press check, and it's gonna tell you, is going to give you check marks. You are indexed for this, you are indexed for this, you are indexed for this. So all that does is pretty much uses the same system. It just can, allows you to do a bulk search of lots of keywords at once. Now, if you want a paid version that can do a lot more than that, and there's Celex, I use this. And the main reason why I use them is they have several good things. One of the main ones is my keyword addiction, where I can actually enter whatever keywords I plan on getting sales from, and it tells me on which page I'm at or which search result I'm at. So if I enter pencil sharpener, it can tell me, okay, you are on second page for that keyword, so you are on result, whatever, depends on what category you're in. So it can tell me, now for the word keyword pencil, you are result 90, and then I can track this. I go there tomorrow and I can see now I'm 85, and then the next day, okay, I jump to 60, and you can see, and then you enter a certain amount of keywords, and it depends on what kind of membership you have. But let's say you enter 50 keywords and now you're tracking these keywords, and then at a certain point you'll have one keyword, which is more than likely the first one to get there, is your brand name. Your brand name, for instance, is pencil sharpener. If you are pencil sharpener Inc. and you type pencil sharpener Inc., there will get to a point where you will be first of the first page, more than likely. Now, it doesn't always happen depending on the how many people are competing for that kind of term, right? So that would be it. That would be one way to track it for super easy, although that is a paid one, but that tells you exactly your position. And now remember, as of August 2017, when you look at your backend, and Amazon allows you 5 lines of keywords in there, and I believe the wording on there still says that you can have 1,000 characters per line. Well, this is not correct. This is not correct. So that would bring you to 5,000 characters. Even when before August, you were not allowed 5,000 characters. You could enter them in there. They would not be indexed. You had up to close to 2,000 or something like that. But as of right now, August 2017, you are only allowed 250 characters total. Not per line, all 5 lines combined, you can only have 250 characters. That's what's going to index. So what you can do is reinforce your bullets. And a little hack I use is either you pick the best keyword out there and go for it, or you try to niche down a little bit, meaning don't go for the biggest keyword. Try to target maybe one or two keywords below the top, so it's easier when it comes to competition. And now make sure it's on your title. That is super important, whatever's on your title. Now make sure to have it on your 5 bullet points that you're going to use. I don't know your listing. I didn't see your listing. But make sure, Donna and everybody else out there listening, always use every single one of the bullet points. If there's 5 bullet points, use all 5 bullet points. And in those 5 bullet points, try to have the keyword that you want to target the most. Try to have it in there 3 times. Now, another new thing is that the position of the keywords does matter. So when you're looking at pencil sharpener versus sharpener pencil, it does make a difference. So Amazon takes in consideration the way the person typed their search. So if they typed for pencil sharpener in that direction, it would be pencil sharpener will be heavier than sharpener pencil. So that's one thing. And then I reinforce it by having it 3 times in the bullet points. And then if you're going to use the description, you have 2,000 characters you can throw in that description. I hope you can fill all 2,000. And if you fill all 2,000 characters, according to SEO terms, and this is, I guess, let me break it down again because a lot of people don't know everything. SEO is search engine optimization. And in the Google days, for every 2,000 keywords and all people that are bloggers and they write blogs, and the best way to get indexed is having, or it was at a certain point, because this keeps changing as well in Google, same as Amazon. If you could have 2,000 characters or more, it would be easier to get your keywords indexed on Google and to have your main keyword thrown in there at least 7 times, and this would give you a better relevance score. So Amazon works with relevance score when it comes to keywords versus conversion rate, meaning somebody types something on Amazon, and when I open a listing and buy it, they've converted. If they don't buy it, now they're not converting. So it doesn't go against you, but when they do convert, it goes in your favor. So that's an important thing. So throw at least your main keywords in there 7 times. Make it readable. Make sure people can actually read that. And I can tell you right now that most people will not even make it to your description. They're not going to get there. They're not going to read it. Because people nowadays, they don't read. They like pictures. They like videos. And so do I. But not everybody's going to read your description. But for those that do get there and they do read it, make sure that there's something there for them to read. Don't just throw keywords in there. And again, try to have it in perfect English and about 7 times per 2,000 keywords in that description. So 3 times throughout the bullet points. And again, although it is heavier to have, like I said, the way they are actually spelled, but to make your sentence better, you can actually break down and have pencil on, instead of having pencil sharpener 3 times together. And remember, pencil sharpener is just an example. I do not sell pencil sharpeners, and I don't know if I don't know if it is a good deal or not. So it's just an example. Anyway, you can throw in brown pencil on the line one, and then obviously continue that. And the way I do it is I capitalize my first block of words per bullet point. Let's say brown pencil with eraser, and I have it capitalized. And now I break that down, and what is this? Why does this matter? Why do you care about this? And I break it down to let the customer know why would it brown and, I don't know, have an eraser, why would it matter to them? Why would it make their life better? And I try to break it in exactly that way. So I can throw in pencil in that line again after that, and then go down to, and not even have sharpener again in there. So just have it once. So they accumulate. I hope I'm making myself clear. So you can have pencil on line one, sharpener on line two, and then pencil again on line two. Just try to get it at least 3 times into those bullet points. And it's not mandatory. Another thing I do, some people don't believe it has a lot of weight. I think it has some. I'm almost positive it has some, and it is, I name my pictures with my keywords. So if I'm selling a pencil sharpener, I'm going to name that picture with the white background with a pencil sharpener right in there, taking 80% of the image. I'm going to name it pencil sharpener or pencil dash sharpener. You can name it pencil space sharpener, it's going to change itself to pencil dash sharpener. JPEG, and then your second image, you can name it the same thing, -2, -3, or add stuff in there. Add the eraser. Add that it's brown. Throw it in there, and is it gonna benefit you? More than likely, is it gonna hurt? Not a chance. So go ahead and do that. So Donna, for you, I would say number one is if you're in front of your computer right now, enter your ASIN. Put a space and do that keyword that you were looking for, and it's going to tell you more than likely that it's in there. If you have it on your title, if you have it in your bullet points, I'm pretty sure it's going to show up. Maybe you didn't go deep enough to find it, but it is more than likely in there. And if it's not, there you go. If it's not, Optimize your listing. Use this as a learning lesson. See if you have it on your title. And normally, whatever is in your title will index. Whatever is in your bullet points will index. But there are cases where there are failures and maybe it didn't work. And if that's the case, rearrange your title. Try it once. So what I do is, and this is called A/B testing, is you try, it's not really like A/B testing, but it's same principle as that. Change your title because your main keyword didn't index. Change your title by moving the location of that keyword on the title. And now because you want to see if it worked, don't touch anything else on the listing. Do one by one. So you start with a title, you save it, update, you wait 10 minutes, you refresh, and now you do that again and you see if it indexed. If it did, fine, you know where the problem was. Now if it didn't, now you go and you can try in the bullet points and all that stuff, and you go and you always, when you're changing something, always try to change one thing at a time. So you can track if there was any results. In this case, your result is very simple. You just wanted to index. So you could actually go and just change everything because you just want to index that special keyword. And that's fine. I'm just thinking here that maybe because you say it was, I listed my product 3 weeks ago. So I'm wondering if you listed it 3 weeks ago and meanwhile, it's still on the way from China, if it is a private label product. And right now it's out of stock, and I wonder if that is one of the reasons why it doesn't show. But if you do the ASIN trick, so your ASIN, I hope you know what this is, the ASIN, when you go to your inventory, look at your products, and below the product you're going to see your ASIN number. Or if you click on your listing, it will show in the URL, and normally it's going to be something like BOR553. You know, some number like that with letters. And that's your ASIN. Type your ASIN in the search bar. Put a space and then any keyword that you want to. When you press enter, if you are indexed for that keyword, it's going to show up on the search results and it's going to show up on the top of the page. And on the top left of the page, you're going to see your ASIN number and then the amount of times that keyword shows up. So it should be normally your ASIN plus a 1 because it's either indexed or non-indexed. So a 1 means index, 0 means index, no index. But you don't have to worry about that. Type it in. If your product shows up, you know it's there. Donna and everybody else, I believe this is all I can think of about that product. Please let me know what happens from here, how it worked out. And yeah, because I'm curious to know if your product is in stock and if you have that on your title. I would even look at that if you wish. If you want to send me an email with your listing, I could have a look at that and let you know what's going on there. Okay, everybody, you guys have a great day and go out there and make a ton of money. All right, thank you.